Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. I hope you guys are having a great start of the week. And before we hop into the episode, I would ask if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this. If you guys don't know, that is how these platforms actually share it to people who have never heard of it before. So it would mean the absolute world to me if you found anything valuable in this podcast to make sure that other people are able to find it as well and help us grow. All right, happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to this. Like I said, hope you guys are having a great day. I am a bundle of energy right now, and I'm honestly not entirely sure why. I'm like right in the middle of my luteal phase right now, which is like, if you guys haven't listened to my last episode I did on the phases of a period and just kind of like all things period talk, not normal for me. I normally feel like exhausted in my luteal phase, which is something I've been working on, is one, shortening my luteal phase, because I have a very long phase and I get tired, and like that's when all my like PMS symptoms would come in. So the last couple months I've been like really working on getting it to the point where it is just like a chill time period for me and not like a painful emotional time period for me. And the last like 2 months have been so good, and I don't feel drained of energy right now, which is like normal. Like, you're not supposed to feel that little drop in energy until the end of your luteal cycle or phase. So I think I'm doing something right. So very happy with that, setting the intentions to take care of my cycle and really prioritize that, to genuinely just love it. But, you know, very happy with that. So I just thought I'd do a little sharing on that if you guys care at all. If you don't, it's fine. But I'm going to share anyways, because I'm really proud of it and very happy with how it's all going. So, but you know, not period talking. If you guys want to hear more on that, I recommend you go check out last week's episode. I talk a lot about that stuff and all the stuff that I've learned to do with like hormones and how to take care of your period and like all of the stuff that gets normalized today about periods. It's just like so not normal. All right, so today we're hopping back into the hormone series. We left off, I believe the last one I did was serotonin, so that was a couple weeks ago. I took a couple week break, but we're back, and we're going to go link, hand in hand with the serotonin, but this one is the serotonin that is stored mostly in the brain. If you guys did not listen to the serotonin episode, 95% of serotonin is stored in our gut, but today we are talking about dopamine, which is stored up in our brain. And dopamine and serotonin are kind of connected. We think about them because they are very similar, but they are two completely different hormones that produce different feelings throughout our body. So serotonin is that happy hormone, and dopamine is more of that like pleasure and satisfaction hormone. So you can see how they're pretty similar, but they also have some major differences. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And one of the biggest things I want to talk about today is how like instant gratification forms of dopamine are so not the same as actual real dopamine boosts. So we live in a dopamine addicted world. Like, dopamine is everywhere. We're searching for instant gratification. We're searching for those dopamine hits constantly, and it is screwing with our levels and our reaction, our natural body reactions to a normal amount of dopamine, because just like any hormone, there is a bad side effect if you have too much of it, no matter how good the hormone sounds. Like, oh, serotonin, dopamine, like that sounds really good. But as I talked about in like the serotonin episode, like too much serotonin could literally cause like schizophrenia and like manic episodes and not being able to sleep and all that. And you know how sleep is important for every single other hormone and bodily function. So, you know, one of the biggest things to take away from this whole hormone series and anything to do with health, gut health, anything like that, the biggest takeaway I can recommend you to just seriously think about when you're doing anything is that everything is connected in our bodies, literally everything. So if you're having a problem with one thing, it can spiral and domino effect into all of your other systems based off of one little thing. Like I just said about like the not being able to sleep because you have too high of one level. And then that sleep now affects your thyroid. That sleep now affects your cortisol levels. That sleep, and then like cortisol affects, you know, like everything else. And then yeah, so it's just an endless loop of everything is connected. So you really just want to focus on balancing all of your hormones Anyways, before we hop into all about dopamine, if you guys are new here, this is called the Lifted Podcast. So in the start of every episode, I share something that lifted me the last week, whether that be something that's going on in life, something that happened, you know, in the gym, fitness-wise, a new piece of information I learned, a piece of scripture, anything that just kind of bettered me or something going on in my life. So yeah, that's the start of every episode. So I'm going to get into that for the last week. So what lifted me this last week was actually a quote, and I've been thinking about it a lot. So that's going to be my lift of the week. And it's, you can't hate yourself into a version of yourself that you love. And that might sound so simple, like, duh, but I feel like it has so much meaning, because I feel like so many of us are working out and dieting out of a place that is just rooted out of self-hatred and wanting to change something about ourselves, rather than it being coming from that place of, I want to take care of myself because it's good for me and it's good for my health and it's good for my mental well-being. And I know it's going to promote longevity in my life, but instead it's this place of, I want to look like her, or, you know, maybe they'll like me more if I look like this, or like I'll finally be able to fit into this size or something like that. And I just think it's so important to remember that, like, no matter where you are in your fitness journey, like, you can make the conscious choice to love yourself into a better version of yourself. I think real self-love does involve a lot of change. I don't think self-love is something that it's, you're completely content on where you are in your life. I love myself, but I have so many things I still want to change and improve, but it's coming now out of a place of love, and I'm so grateful to be able to say that, because before it definitely wasn't. So that was definitely my lift of the week. I hope you guys resonate with that a little bit, and I hope it has like a little bit of a deeper meaning to you than just the words that you heard. But yeah, that was my lift of the week. So like I kind of touched on already, dopamine is our pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation hormone. So its key function is to create a good feeling after you do something enjoyable, which makes you want to do it again and again. Obviously, just from hearing that, you can tell that this hormone has a big role in addiction. So like I said, although it sounds like it has a positive connotation, it does not always lead to positive outcomes, because, you know, you do get that satisfaction, pleasure feeling after, say, like drinking or smoking or, you know, doing unhealthy things just as much as doing those healthy things. So you can get dopamine hits from, you know, like nicotine and all that stuff. So like I also said, unlike serotonin, dopamine is produced by cells in the brain. And it has a role in, obviously, your memory, your mood, sleep, learning ability, concentration, and even movement. So one of the ways that your brain controls your movement is through little like dopamine hits. So if you're getting positive outcomes, it motivates your body and it sends those messages to continue to do it the way it does. So movement is highly impacted by those dopamine levels, which is very fascinating to learn about in terms, especially when you're looking into exercise patterns. Something I thought that was really cute to think about with dopamine is that you can actually get dopamine hits from the simplest things, such as acts of kindness. So this is actually similar to like a runner's high, and it can trigger this like helper's high of you feeling just so good after you help someone, and it motivates you to just continue to do that, which is why you see like a lot of self-development people, they become addicted to just bettering themselves and being better versions of themselves, because it is like, it's a high, and it's like there's so many healthy highs out there, and it's just so underrated to talk about, because, you know, when you think of that like pleasure hormone, like I said, like you might think of, you know, immediately, you know, drugs, alcohol, sex, stuff like that. Literally just acts of kindness. Like, it can be addicting because you get that high. Because I guarantee, like, any act of kindness you've done, you've never felt bad for doing afterwards. So I just thought I'd share that little, like, tidbit with you because I thought it was cute. Side note, I found this collagen powder that's, like, such a good quality collagen, and it's like pineapple flavored, and oh my gosh, I've been putting in my water and it's just so good. I'm such a big drink girl. This is my dopamine hit. I love having something to drink all the time. Like, I'm just a liquid girl. Like, I love coffee and like little drinks, and I love my Olipop, like prebiotic sodas, and oh my gosh. So I just thought I'd share that. If you're looking for a good collagen powder, Vitamin Shoppe has a very good brand. Anyways, back on topic of dopamine, let's talk about low and high levels of dopamine, what that means, and some symptoms of them. So low levels of dopamine is going to be a lack of drive, you know, because you don't have that in you that's kind of telling, motivating you to continue doing whatever it is that you're doing. It's going to create that lack of drive. Sleepiness, exhaustion, like full body fatigue, trouble concentrating. You're going to tend to be a little bit moodier. Lack of pleasure, low sex drive, trouble sleeping, restless leg syndrome can actually be a symptom of low levels of dopamine. If you don't know what that means, it's like when you try to go to sleep at night, it's like your leg just can't stay still. Like, you cannot keep your leg from moving, as well as constipation. I think it's so interesting to learn that pretty much any of these hormones all have something to do with bowel movements in high and low levels, because your gut is involved with literally everything going on in your body. So that's a little takeaway. If you want to get a good indicator of your health, as weird as it sounds, just start observing, like, one, how often you poop, and two, sorry if this is a little graphic, but like, what your poop looks like is actually a really big indicator of your health. So, not going to go into that in this episode, but just thought I'd share that. If you want to do your own research on that, don't mark my words, but I don't have it in the near future plans to, you know, make a podcast episode on poop. So, you know, just if you want to do some research on it. So some of the general causes of low dopamine levels is an injury to the brain. If your body does not respond to dopamine, and this could be a problem within the cell receptors in our brains, ADHD can lead to low levels, obesity, and drug misuse. All of those can lead to low dopamine levels. Like I said, too much dopamine is a bad thing. So it can eventually just shut down those levels. So if you are constantly, you know, hitting those dopamine spikes, like those instant gratification ones, such as drugs, it can kind of shut down those dopamine levels because it is being overproduced, and then eventually will lead to super low levels, which then will, you know, kind of create that depression of, you know, lack of pleasure, low drive, all that stuff, trouble sleeping, which is then going to affect all of your other body systems. So one of the biggest things to fix dopamine levels is actually protein, making sure you're getting those essential amino acids in your diet is so important. Probiotics, exercise, adequate sleep, and then actually things like music and meditation can help. Sunlight, make sure, like I said, with diet is huge for any hormone, like literally huge. So getting iron, folate, B6, some examples of some really good foods to help your dopamine levels are bananas, citrus, eggs, beef, dairy, quality dairy, let me preface that, chicken, tomatoes, and eggplant. And then now I'm going to get into some symptoms of some high levels of dopamine. So anxiety, mania, a super high sex drive, not like a healthy, like you're a biological animal, so like it's normal to have a drive, but like abnormally high, insomnia, aggression, hallucinations, addictions, you know, and addictions can be more than just drugs and alcohol. Addictions can be shopping. It can be eating disorders. It can be social media. It can be sex. It can be anything that you find yourself addicted to is enough to qualify as an addiction. That makes sense, right? Like, it doesn't have to be drugs and alcohol. So for the most part, high levels we don't normally see as result of, you know, like a poor diet or anything like that. High levels for the most part come from medication side effects. Could be possibly a genetic thing if you do have high levels, but it is very rare. So medication side effects is definitely going to be that biggest thing, because like I said, even when you get super addicted to dopamine, it eventually causes those levels to crash and your body will adapt, and then it's actually going to end up producing low levels instead. So yeah, So now I'm gonna get into something about dopamine that I was kind of mentioning of like the instant gratification thing. It is ruining our dopamine levels. Technology has had the biggest impact on dopamine levels, specifically social media. And I'm not here to bash social media. I obviously use social media as that's, my platforms, and it's how I do what I do. So I love social media, but I also think there's a very unhealthy way to utilize social media and to view it. So, technology is seriously increasing dopamine, and it's turning a lot of people into addicts. So, those constant instant rewards like likes and comments and shares, it's all giving you just small dopamine hits, and that constant little dopamine going on in your mind is not good. So it sets up the same cycle of dopamine to repeat the behavior that leads to addiction. So you're gonna want to keep posting, and then it's this mental aspect as well as then you start getting, maybe you get a post that doesn't get as many likes, and then it's just this drop. I didn't do something good enough. Like, I need to do this better. I need to, like, in all reality, it could have literally just been like, oh, more of your friends were active on Instagram for the other post when you posted it. Like, it literally has sometimes nothing to do with the actual quality of your post. It could be the algorithm. There's nothing wrong with you. But we get so addicted to that external validation that it is screwing with our mental health. And it gives us these short-term feedback loops that we then start to rely on for validation and for those dopamine hits because it makes us feel good. And no addiction is healthy. Even with the gym, like if something has control over your life, even if it might be physically healthy, it's not mentally healthy because it has control over you. So if you're addicted to working out and you have to do it every single day, and if something really big happened in your life, maybe you got into an accident and you couldn't work out and you lost a sense of self and you lost part of you. Like, yeah, you might lose a part of you, but if you now have no idea who you are, if you cannot do that one thing you clung to, that is an issue, regardless of how healthy it is. And I used to struggle with this a lot with the gym. It was like my whole identity and kind of releasing that part of me has been so just like mentally, like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Because it's like, yeah, I was lifting 6 days a week and it was my whole personality, and I wouldn't want to go to like a party or something like that if it like interfered with like my gym time. So now it's like, yeah, I'm lifting like 4 days a week and I feel good, and I can change up the times that I go and I can change up the days that I go. And if I miss a day, it's not the end of the world. Like, I'm still moving my body every single day, but I don't need that strict schedule every single day. But anyways, back on that short-term feedback loop, this is another deeper issue because then this opens the door to advertisers to exploit the features of the brain reward system, which is that dopamine hit. And this is what they use to sell their products. And we see this especially with young girls of marketing, like, use this product to get this because you want to look like this, right? Like, like the juice cleanses and the weight loss programs and the makeup products and the fragrances and the pills, and literally everything is so marketed, especially, like I said, at young girls, because women biologically crave acceptance a lot more. So if there's something that we can do to fit in and feel more loved and valued, because that is what our like primary focus is as women. Like, you can try to debate me all you want on this, but like, it's biologically going back to like caveman, like early days of time. That was what we needed. Like, we needed that acceptance because we needed community in order to feel safe because we couldn't survive on our own. Whereas guys' brains tend to not crave that validation the same way. They crave passion and purpose a little bit more. So it's like, if they're not accepted, but they are in their purpose and what they truly believe they were designed to do, they're fine, where women crave that validation a little bit more. So that's the dark side of social media and the dark side of advertising. It is so, so marketed. Even just going back to shaving products, you know, like body hair, like I shave every freaking day because one, like it's just like a cleanliness thing for me, but it's also like just like the social construct. And like, I don't, you know, I don't think it's gross, but I just prefer to be shaven. But like before, it was like body hair was just like something there. But then, you know, they marketed razors as something that like when they needed money, like, oh, all of a sudden decided like body hair on women was gross. So it's just like we, since early stages of advertising, young girls have been who they market at. So that's just something to take into consideration. Anyways, I have been rambling for quite a bit now. I hope you guys learned a little bit about dopamine and, you know, just kind of understand that ultra high levels of things and instant gratification is not always a good thing. You know, dopamine is super rewarding, obviously, because, you know, it provides that motivation and discipline to be able to just continue doing what you're doing in a good way. But you can also turn it and it doesn't know the difference between, you know, you doing an act of kindness and hitting a Nick stick. So it's going to produce that same dopamine. But anyways, addiction is a real thing. You can get addicted to pretty much anything. So start thinking and, you know, just be a little bit more conscious about the things you're doing. Anyways, I'm going to wrap this episode up. Hope you guys enjoy. Like I said in the beginning, this, you learned anything, if you want to share this, anything like that, leave this podcast a positive rating and review. It means the absolute world to me. And yeah, hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or someone else up. And I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.